arts, culture, and entertainment in the Coachella Valley. This is the Desert Scene with Bonnie G from the Mutual Broadcasting System. Here's Bonnie.
And welcome to the Desert Scene. Happy to have you. And very happy to have Maggie Downs on the air with us. She is a prolific writer, former features reporter for the Desert Sun, several books, and she's got a new book out, 50 Things to Do Before You're 5. Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm guessing that your son, Everest, who's adorable, and all the pictures I see on Facebook, had a big influence on this book. Was he the impetus for doing this particular book?
You know, absolutely. So when he was born, I had pretty bad postpartum depression, and I knew that things were better when I would get him out of the house. Mm-hmm. And it was just a matter of like thinking up things to do that were outside and in the world. And so I started making a list of like fun things I could do with a very young child, like in some cases, just as an infant. And then as we would do these things and I would share my photos with others, they would say, wow, I had no idea you could do this much with a baby or mm-hmm. with a toddler. And I thought, you know, this is something that needs to be shared. And that's where the book stemmed from is I was compiling all these things to do with my own child.
Mm-hmm. And give us a couple, like maybe the top three or a couple that people did not know you could do with a baby or a young child.
So one thing is to visit a factory, whether it's like the Jelly Belly factory or watching baseball bats get made, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. There are some really fun hands-on activities. I talked to an astronomer to get some ideas for how to interact with the kids and get them interested in the night sky or mm-hmm. watching a sunrise. And then there are things like taking a smell walk of your neighborhood and like smelling the plants along the way and just kind of seeing your own neighborhood in a new way. Mm-hmm. And another thing, and this was very like Palm Springs inspired, when my son was very little, we started what I call rainbow hunting. And so it started with actual rainbows. You know, we would run outside whenever there was a rainbow, and then we would just like get on bicycles or try to see like where the end of the rainbow was. Mm-hmm. But then on days when there weren't rainbows, I started taking walks with him and we would look for something red and then we would look for something orange and then something yellow. And so mm-hmm. we would create our own rainbows wherever we went.
Oh, that's great. Now, I have never met your son in person, but again, he seems very precocious in some of the things that you've said on Facebook that he said. I'm sure was there some age where he started saying, hey, Mom, let's do this, where he came up with his own ideas?
You know, one thing he wanted to do very early on was to get a library card because we would go to the library all the time and he wanted his own card. And so that's also in the book because I think there's like a sense of agency and ownership when kids are allowed to like check out their own books and just get free rein. And I mean, it's free. The library is the best deal in town.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of like encouraging that and encouraging that curiosity for the world. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And, you know, he does come up with ideas all the time. One of the things that I like about this book is not just that it offers prompts for families to do together, mm-hmm. but then it's also part journal so they can keep track of the things that they do and save these memories forever.
Oh, that's great. Now, how old is Everest now?
He's 9.
Now, he seems very intelligent, very precocious. Did he give you his idea, opinion, or input on the book itself?
You know, because I do write about him in a public space, I always, I have him look over the things that I write that involve him. Mm-hmm. And so he read the intro of the book before I sent it off to the publishing house. Mm-hmm. I checked with him to make sure like, hey, does this idea sound like fun? Is this something that you think other kids would like to do? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he actually had a large hand in this. And we're doing a launch party on March 24th at the Best Bookstore in Palm Springs. And I'm going to interview him about his part in the book.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah, I love getting him involved with it. And I want to make sure he's okay with everything that goes out publicly about him.
Yeah. So. Well, I think that's a great thing to do as a mom. So let's go back a little bit. I want to go back and find out your background and how you first got into reporting and writing and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I have a journalism degree. My degree is actually in magazines. But then right after college, I got a job at a newspaper in Ohio, and I worked at a couple different newspapers there. And then, you know, after a series of like snowstorms I was kind of done with Ohio, and yeah. I found a job opening at the Desert Sun, mm-hmm. and it was owned by the same newspaper company. And the job as a features reporter out here, like, I mean, it was magnificent. It was writing about the film festival and Coachella and all of these really fun events. So I transferred out here, and I expected to be in the desert a couple years. And then I fell in love with the desert, and I feel like you can't get this quality of life in most other places.
I agree. Yeah.
So I stayed. and though I no longer work for the Desert Sun, I have a really robust freelance career. Mm-hmm. I write for a lot of different websites and magazines and different mm-hmm. publications, in addition to writing books.
And tell us, this is how many books? You have a couple books out now, correct?
I have two books, and then I've been a contributor to other books. So sometimes there are anthologies, or like Atlas Obscura has a new book coming out about wildlife, and I've contributed to that. So. But my first book was a travel memoir, mm-hmm. and it unfortunately came out during lockdown of the pandemic. So people just didn't have access to it. So this is this second book is my chance to have like real events with actual mm-hmm. people and be out in the world with it.
Yeah. And do you have, I'm guessing you have other ideas percolating in the back of your mind for other books. Have you ever thought about like doing a novel? Is that something that's on your to-do list?
I do have a novel that I've been kind of working away at in the background. And I have two other nonfiction books. I'm working on the book proposals now, and my agent keeps asking about those. Mm-hmm. I have tons of ideas for other books. It's just a matter of, you know, having enough time.
Yeah. And I love to ask people, writers, about your process. If you're one of those people that, you know, you wake up at 2 a.m, you feel like writing, you just get up and write. Or do you say, all right, Monday, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write from 10 to 1 and discipline. Or is it sort of a combination?
It's kind of a combination for me. Because I do write professionally, you know, I have to write, otherwise I don't get paid.
Right.
So there is a part of like, okay, I'm going to sit down and carve out these 3 hours this mm-hmm. morning to write before I do some of my other work. But then squeezing in like some of my creative work for me personally, like the novel that I've been working on in mm-hmm. the background, like mm-hmm. I just try to find like little wedges of time here and there
to squeeze it in. Yeah. Have you ever experienced a serious case of writer's block?
I don't think so. Well, you know what? I was really disoriented during the early pandemic. And so mm-hmm. I had like a period of time where I couldn't focus and couldn't write very well. But then that passed, thankfully. Yeah. And I will say I'm not very precious about how I write. Like I don't need to be sitting at a certain desk with mm-hmm. certain things. Yeah. Like 50 things to do before you're 5. The initial idea and the list and everything, the prompts, I started writing those on the Notes app on my iPhone.
Yeah.
So this actually like, you know, it just kind of began as one of those things wedged into those moments of time, like I was saying earlier.
Now, where can people purchase your books, this new one and the other ones that you have out?
So they're available anywhere online. So whether that's Amazon or if bookshop.org I think it's .org, maybe it's .com. Anyway, okay. There's a site called Bookshop, okay. And it supports indie bookstores. So that's a good site to order from. It's published by Chronicle Books, so you okay. can also find it on the Chronicle website.
Okay.
And this book should be available, you know, it's a gift book, so it should be at different
Barnes & Noble and places,
you know,
like
bookstores
that.
Bookstores yeah. and Target and yeah. whatnot.
So the book launch party, again, is Sunday, March 24th, 2 to 3 p.m. at Best Bookstore in Palm Springs on Tockwitz, and you're going to interview Everest. I have a feeling Everest might possibly have a career in writing in the future. What do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, and he's definitely going to steal the show, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's adorable. Thank you. All right, Maggie Downs, thank you so much. Continued success. Great talking to you, and thank you for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Maggie Downs, again, 50 things to do before you're 5, and we'll see the rest of you the next time on The Desert Scene.
This program was produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.